There is, in Hebrews chapter 11, I just want to read the end of a verse, verse 11, because we've been speaking about the faith of Abraham, and I think it's important to know that God is a God of great grace because he understands our frame. And you know, faith really means that we don't really need to have past evidences of what God will do, because it really means to take God at his word. But because we are who we are, God in grace shows us his hand along the way. We can always look back and remember that God has brought us up out of Egypt. And so we can have that faith to say, I know what God has done in the past. But you see, Abraham had this faith for something which was in the future, something that was really impossible, something that he knew was something that had never been done before, but he knew that God could do it. But we've been speaking about Sarah, and I believe that this is a noteworthy thing in verse 11. Through faith of chapter 11 of Hebrews, through faith also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. You see, it's not just Abraham's faith. Sarah had faith as well. It wasn't just that Abraham believed that God was able to perform what he said he was going to do, but Sarah believed it as well. And I think this is a point that we're trying to emphasize, that as you grow older, as the Lord blesses you in marriage, that you've got to stand first and foremost as individuals before God. That a husband has to have a relationship with God. He has to believe God. And then his wife, who God has given to him as a helpmeet, she also has to stand as an individual before God in a relationship with the Lord Jesus. And she likewise has to believe God's word. There cannot be, and this is where I believe homes where we struggle in our homes, is that when there may be one who is standing and believing, and there's that little unbelief that might be in the husband or the wife, and the enemy sees that little wedge, that little opening in the door, and without faith, it is impossible to please God. So these things begin, young people, right here where you are. You know, do you believe that where you are presently, that God is able to move you forward? Do you believe, you know, sometimes we can't see the end of the runway. We can't see around the bend. We don't know how these things are going to work out. It said when there was no hope, when he couldn't see how it was going to be possible, Abram still believed. He staggered not. Why? Because God had promised it. And he said, you know, God, the Almighty God. And remember, God reveals himself, as he did with Abram, in different ways to us, to show to us that he can handle any situation that comes up in our lives. The Almighty God, the God of covenant blessing, the God who is the possessor of heaven and earth, the sustainer God. And he shows himself in these different ways to us so that we might know that God is able to perform what he says he's going to do.
So let's just take a second now to just breathe a little bit, okay? Think of what has been said. You have a comment, right? You go ahead, and then there is a comment in the back there.
Just very quickly, again, we see at the beginning of that chapter 11 is that faith is the conviction of things not seen. That conviction was based on nothing that he could put his hand on, nothing that he had experienced, other than the fact that God had promised it. So if that's, and this is our God, this is our God. He has not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. This is our God. And also about Isaac, the gift of God to them. And if I'm not mistaken, his name means laughter. So when they had faith in God, the Lord gave them laughter and joy. That was the reward.
And in verse 13, it says, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. So even though they didn't get to see the fulfillment of God's promises, they still believed that God was going to be faithful to them and God was going to allow his promises to come to pass.
I'd like to link two things, if I could, with the verses that we have in that Tony has taken to in Hebrews chapter 11. There are times in your life and mine where that which is before us is faith and obedience, to obey what God has told us to do. Now, this was early here. We see them both here. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. You know, that's first. God called him, and he obeyed the call of God, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. But the area that we're into right now is a little different than just obeying a command. It is what Emil said a minute ago. Do I believe God? Remember Paul, it was mentioned in the boat in the book of Acts, and it's been a terrible 14 days or so, and there's all of these people there, and here is Paul, and he stands upon the deck or wherever he was on that boat, and he says to these people, can you imagine this? Be of good cheer. You just imagine that. They had been through horrible circumstances. But I'll tell you somebody you'll look in vain to find in the first part of that account. You won't find Paul. Paul was not one of those that was afraid. Paul was not one of those that was wringing his hands. Paul was not one of those that was helping throw everything overboard. Paul was one who could say, be of good cheer, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God. And God had told him, and he recounts to them, the angel of the Lord, whose I am, has stood beside me, and he's told me, you're all going to get to the shore. In the most desperate circumstances that one is in, here is faith in the living God. Sirs, I believe God. Well, look at this. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles or tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Young person, what world is it that we have before us? I know we live here. We live on earth. We're here. We earn our living. But all I tell you, our affections are to be in another sphere. This world won't promote faith. It's the world that come that will. Now, we were talking Sarah. Tony brought us to this verse. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength, was delivered of a child when she was past age. I just want to emphasize again, because it doesn't say they. Separate her from Abraham right here. They're two different people. They're two different individuals. It doesn't say that, in fact, they judged him faithful. We know that it's true. They both did. But Sarah, as an individual, claimed the promise of God that perhaps once she said was impossible. She judged him faithful. Who had what? Who had promised. He was able. I want you sometime to get you a concordance and look through the Word of God at the verses that speak of God's ability to do exactly what he said he would do. It was that which was with the three men in Daniel, wasn't it? And we find all the way through Scripture, God is able to do what he says he will do. And he's waiting for you and I to lay hold of that great fact. It is that which will give stability to your life. Do you know what I mean by stability? Have you run into Christians that are unstable? They're up today and they're down tomorrow. And they're up again next week and they're in the valley again. And you never see the stability in their life. I'll tell you, they haven't laid hold on who God is and what he can do in their lives. So they're just like a ship that's up today and down tomorrow. The Lord does not intend your Christian life to be that kind of a life. I know we're not always on the mountaintop. I realize that. But if you're always in the valley, we need to look. And we need to say, Lord, what are you trying to teach me? There's an adjustment that I need.